Emergency. Be Prepared by Lisa Greathouse. Do not panic. Imagine that you and a friend are riding your bikes. You hear a loud noise and turn around to see your friend's bike on the ground. Then you see your friend lying nearby. He is not moving, but you hear him groaning. You remember seeing a deep pothole on the road a few seconds earlier, but you had swerved to avoid it. Your friend must not have seen it in time and was thrown from his bike. You race over and see he is bleeding. His leg is bent in a weird way. He starts to cry. It feels like your heart is beating out of your chest. You tell your friend that everything will be okay, but you're not so sure. What do you do? Call for help. When you face an emergency alone, you need help. You need to tell an adult. If you are near a phone, call emergency services. In the United States, that number is 911. A dispatcher will pick up your call. This police officer will call other officers and emergency teams. You may need a fire truck. You may need an ambulance. The dispatcher will send them to you. He or she will ask you questions. Your answers are important. The officer wants to send you the right kind of help. Take a deep breath. Then, answer as clearly as you can. That is not easy when you are scared and upset. Stay calm. It is the best way to get help fast. What if you do not have a cell phone? You still need help from an adult. If the injury is serious, it may not be safe to leave your friend and go for help. Try yelling for help. Someone may hear you and come to your aid. If you are near a road, try to flag down a car.